Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Demonic activity is increasing in our world today, and God's Word, the Bible, gives us instructions on how Christians are to deal with Satan and demons in the last days. That's the headline. In a moment, David James joins me with those instructions from God's Word.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Each and every one of us should follow the biblical pattern as it relates to this and all other issues. David, let's wrap this up again, thinking about the biblical instructions given to the churches for today.
Well, what we don't find in the instruction to any of the churches, and this is what we look at for practice today, what we do today, we don't see the process of casting out demons continuing or referred to or any instructions given in any of the letters to the churches. But what we do find is that we are to take a defensive stance. We are not to aggressively go after Satan. Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. In 1 Timothy, we find that we are to not give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. In James, we read this. We are to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We are to be sober and vigilant, Peter says in 5:8, because our adversary looks for those that he may devour. And then we know this, that whoever is indwelt by the Holy Spirit cannot be also indwelt by a demon. So the solution is to share the gospel, trust that the Holy Spirit will be able to give clear thinking to the one who hears the gospel, and when he believes and trusts in Christ for his salvation, the Holy Spirit comes in, and if there is a demon present, he has to flee. And if we're being oppressed by demons, or anybody's oppressed by demons, we submit to God, we resist the devil, we don't go after him, because in Jude, verse 9, we know that Jude says, even Michael the archangel did not rebuke the devil directly, but said, the Lord rebuke you.
David James with biblical instruction on how to deal with Satan and demons in the last days. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, that in the last days there will be an uptick in demonic activity. Satan, who controls demons, will release them to try and keep the world from recognizing the biblical scenario for the last days actually unfolding in our world today. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17, reveals that when Satan and his demons are thrown out of heaven, they will endeavor to destroy the entire Jewish population on earth, so God will not be able to keep his promises to the Jewish people. Thus, Satan wins. However, I read the last chapter, the Lord is going to be the victor. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...